Good to see everybody again. Happy to see some familiar faces and some new ones over at the bar. We're going to get to know each other tonight. My name's Dan.
I'm Alan. How's it going?
Yeah. Everybody, round of applause for Travis Edwards. He's our band leader. Good guy.
Mic's not on.
You sure?
Oh, there you go.
It's on. Travis got married. Just going to leave that there. There you go.
No. Yeah.
Delayed reactions for marriage. Delayed reactions.
Delayed. I'm not sure how I feel about marriage.
Wow.
Not the time to talk about
there's
it.
Like some. That's some completely new strangers. That actually have people we don't even know that are in the crowd. I love
yeah,
that.
That's a change.
We're on our eighth episode now.
Is this number eight?
Well, yeah.
God damn it.
We almost didn't record this one again.
That would have been something like hilarious. I mean, for everyone else, I'm sure that would have been a real
hoot.
Knee slapper.
A real hoot.
We don't know what we're doing.
Did you guys count the episode that you didn't record?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that
yeah
one
we
counts.
Counted it. Yeah, we counted it.
That one counts.
We count it. it's called the Lost Episode on iTunes, which
right.
You can now subscribe to.
Oh, yeah. You can find, share, and review Talk to Strangers with Alan and Dan on iTunes. A great little program. You might have heard of it. It's been around for a little while.
It's also, by the way, sponsored by Jim Beam, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Give a round
Talk
of applause for that.
Sponsored by Jim Beam.
Are you going to do some copy?
I want to get at least one in. Okay.
Yeah, definitely get one in.
Jim Beam. When I think about Dad.
What was that?
I don't know. You want me to try another? Do y'all want to try one? We're playing the copy game. Anyone got a quick ad for Jim Beam they want to plug? You see what I'm saying? Like if you were in a commercial and you're writing the copy. All right. We got somebody. Oh, it's Jeff Buck.
Jim Beam. It's no laser beam, but it gets the job done.
Pew pew. There you go. That was good. That,
see,
that's
there
acceptable.
You go. That's yeah. That's an acceptable copy yeah. of Jim Beam. Anybody else want to do a
Oh, I love lasers.
Well, yeah, speaking of which, that was Jeff Buck.
He's going to be coming up
he's
later.
One of our comedians. We got Jeff Buck, Scontrino.
Anthony Scontrino.
The human version of Jeff Buck.
Not the dog version. That's old news.
Let's notice Pam. Also, we got to tip the bartender as always.
Please tip the bartender.
Round of a goddamn applause.
Round
We would not be here
applause.
If it wasn't for her, our pod mother.
It's true. She is. a little history about the podcast. Podcast named after the iPod, which came out in 2000. Why are you still letting me do this?
I don't know. I'm letting you go here.
Like, I have no joke here. I was just going to make up a history of iPods.
We're not going to do Wikipedia here.
Can somebody look up? Can somebody wiki iPods right now and just see what comes up?
Have you ever Wikipedia and then you ever get into like a whole like you ever like
did got, it break
you ever
yet?
Like gotten high before and went on Wikipedia before
and
like
Wikipedia?
Got into a spectrum of like
apparently if you if you click on like the first thing on every page you always end up at like philosophy or mathematics just because like the way they set up the pages is you know like Kid Rock is an artist. Or a musician, and then you click on musician, and it's like musician is someone who performs music, and then music is what Kid Rock does, or it keeps going down and down and down and narrows
this
it down until you get
the
to philosophy.
Second time in a row you've mentioned Kid
there,
Rock.
I swear, it's just something about this bar just makes me want to talk about
like
Kid Rock.
About Kid Rock.
I mean, the Christmas lights are on. It's March, and you know, it's this. In a good way.
And there's the kid Confederate flag underwear up there. And, oh, boy, yeah. The Kid Rock loves that.
Oh, Kid Rock really? I mean, they might be his. I don't know. There's no way Kid Rock would leave his underwear here. He's a gentleman.
He has children.
Does he? Does he?
I don't know, actually.
Someone wiki Kid Rock right now, please. I got to know.
Speaking of Kid Rock, Joe Dirt 2 is coming up soon.
Yeah. Of course, we're all very excited about that.
Which is a documentary about Kid Rock, right?
Right. Yeah. It's just like there's that one line in Joe Dirt where like Kid Rock's like loves like Joe Dirt's girlfriend. He's like, I'm gonna marry that girl one day. It's like my favorite line in that movie. I don't know why.
Let's just.
I don't know. I just thought it was funny. And after he, and like when he was eating on the shit rock in Kid Rock, I mean, Kid Rock was eating the shit rock. I mean,
Dirt
was eating the shit rock.
Yeah. You were just bumbling.
I'm just bumbling.
Oh, fumbly singleton over
here. Can we compare notes, I guess?
I don't have any notes. I don't have anything this time. I just want to be very open about that. I didn't prepare for this show at all. I always say that, but I didn't write anything down. Oh, we got Jeff. Did you wiki Kid Rock?
Please share with the audience.
Let's hit the high points here.
All right, guys. Kid Rock. Robert James Ritchie, born January 17th of 1971.
I didn't know that.
Known by
his
stage name Kid Rock.
Wait, his name is what?
Robert James Ritchie.
Robert James Ritchie.
Robert
Ritchie.
Listen to this, guys. He is an American singer, songwriter, a rapper, a multi-instrumentalist, a producer, and an actor. Yes, a multi-instrumentalist.
He plays the guitar and like
he can play more than one instrument.
If I could go in and edit Kid Rock and put Jeff Buck,
it'd be the same page.
It'd be the same page.
Jeff Buck is American singer-songwriter, rapper, multi-instrumentalist, producer, and actor. That fits, and comedian. I'm one up on Kid Rock.
Just so we all know, our guests are more talented and important than Kid Rock. Because they do more things.
True that.
Yeah, you got.
Here's my compare notes. It's not really like notes because I wrote them down and I'm not really looking at my notes. But I'm just not having the best fucking day ever.
Because you're in your 20s and you hate yourself.
It's just not that I hate myself. It's that just bad things happen and you have to deal with it and be an adult.
Yeah.
Have to like come to the reality of it, you know.
No, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I got distracted there. I was actually trying to Wikipedia Jeff Buck. I was, and then I realized I was mic'd and at a show.
Yeah,
bad things happen. I don't know.
I mean, like today, I took my car to the shop and I thought it was just like a minor thing, but it wasn't. It turned out to be like my
a whole fucking thing.
It was an axle. Wrong with my car.
Your axle broke.
Yeah, and I had to spend $500 out of my pocket. So my car's not going to be ready till tomorrow. Yeah. But I was supposed to come here with my car. But luckily, Jeff Buck, you can add that on this Wikipedia. He brought us here.
Well, I don't like it's depressing the way that everything would be cool if something new didn't happen just for one day.
Yeah.
But it's like a constant flow of. Like, oh, your car is getting shittier and shittier. My car hasn't worked in, like, 3 years.
That's true. You do
every time it starts to work, something else breaks on it. But that's my idea of what a car is. It's just the thing you put money into that breaks occasionally.
My car broke recently, too. And
What happened to it?
It's a problem that I've never seen happen to anybody else's car. Mid-driving, the accelerator pedal literally fell off the car. It just became detached and fell to the floor.
That's crazy, actually. How does that even?
It's like there's parts and
they got a plan for that a little bit. They're like, well, you think if we use this screw here, you don't think the accelerator is just gonna fall the fuck off?
No, you'd
way,
be
man.
Wrong. It does. Wait, did it keep accelerating the car? No, thank God it didn't do that because I would have died.
That would be like a real Final Destination situation.
Yeah, right. It just accelerates to infinity. But no, it just kind of fizzled out, and then I pulled over. Mm.
But how was your wedding?
My wedding was pretty fucking kick ass. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Did
awesome.
You get a cookie cake?
I did not get a funny story actually. So we ordered a wedding cake before the wedding, like you do.
Yeah.
And we paid a deposit on it and everything, and there was some miscommunication about when the final bill was due, and we missed that date. So we did not get our wedding cake.
I was going to say, did they repossess your cake?
They repossessed our
cake. Like, right in the middle of the like, I was imagining, like, you hear, like, a whistle go off right before you're about to cut it, and, like, cops, like, barrel through. And
I don't think there's a big market for, like, aftermarket wedding cakes, so I don't
true,
know,
but
I don't
like,
know what they did with it.
This is America, and nothing comes for free.
What was on top of the cake? Was it, like, a regular, like, husband and wife?
No, it wasn't little figurines of us. It was actually just, like, a big, giant letter E that was, like, golden glittery.
It was what?
Just the letter E.
Like Edwards?
Like Edwards, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah, that's really...
It wasn't. We were thinking about, like, bobbleheads of ourselves, But this is maximum volume. But yeah, cool. They apparently don't make bobbleheads in small quantities for non-famous people. they just said no. That's not something you need. And
so like, was the E like all regal and stuff? Because like Edwards is pretty known as like a pretty like royalty name, like Edwin Edwards.
Yeah, yeah. Like the Edwards.
Are you related to him? Are you related?
No, I don't know. No.
No, I mean like everyone. That's like a pretty regular name.
Right.
Edwards is the most regular name. Next is Smith.
Right.
Just
they're Smith.
They're both just English white people names.
Yeah, yeah.
True, true. my internet went out the other day.
More shitty things about your life?
Yeah. Okay. Well, the internet thing is not really, like, that's not, like, that terrible. I mean, like, you, like, blow it out of proportion. Like, I can't believe my internet's out. I'm like, dude, it's fine. Just go to a coffee shop or go on your goddamn smartphone that has internet. But, I mean, I wanted to whine about it. And I wanted to draw comparisons to that and Bobby Jindal. Cox Communications just fucks me. But like,
wait, can you explain the Bobby Jindal thing? I don't know.
Okay, you want me to explain it to you?
Yeah, that's kind of like a.
Okay, well,
I'm actually thoroughly confused as to what Bobby Jindal has to do with your internet going out.
I'll let you know. Okay.
You sound like a truther right now.
Here's the truth. I'm about to give you the truth here. Cox Communication cut my internet for no real reason. Just like how Bobby Jindal...
Just to be assholes?
Bobby Jindal cut higher education.
Is that the official, like, reason they gave you? Or like, wait, why is my internet out? They're like, because fuck you. You're a customer. You are not in charge of this company. You've listened... we have totally lost the bar, by the way.
Yeah, we totally have.
We have lost the bar. It's a whole other group of people. That's okay. I see you over here. You know what I was just thinking about?
Take back the bar.
I was just thinking about bars. No, I don't know. What would Kid Rock do? Bar with the bar, da bang, da bang. The boogie, sit up, jump the boogie. Join in.
The bar, the bang, da bang, diggy, diggy, dig.
My name is Kid! Kid Rock! Did that work?
I think it did work. I think you won back the bar.
So as we were saying, Bobby Jindal cut off Alan's internet.
That's right. Now you're listening. Oh, Bobby Jindal, okay. We got the bar back.
And now we have no idea what to do with it.
Well, exactly.
It's like, oh, we can rely on Wikipedia jokes some more. No, not really. Do you have any more notes, man?
No, I was going to wait till they got back up here to do more notes.
Okay. Well, yeah,
we could do some comedy. Let's introduce the comedians.
Y'all want to hear some comedy?
Yeah, I want to change shit up and just get that started earlier.
Let's do it. Now, just a reminder, this is the part of the show where we want you to shut the hell up and listen to what's going on.
Yeah.
And I promise nobody will be screaming Kid Rock lyrics. Actually, I can't promise that because I don't know what's going to happen. But I assume that's not going to happen. All right. Usually at this point of the show, we bring you like stand-up comedy, and that's cool and all, just the regular old style. But tonight we thought we would do something different since, you know, the show's on a different week and everything's fucked up already. So we're going to do catchphrase comedy tonight. Y'all ready to hear some catchphrase comedy?
They seem really thrilled.
They seem like they want it. I'm going to be honest. They seem like they want it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we're going to bring up your first catchphrase comedian tonight. It's Mr. Jeffrey Concrete Buck.
Concrete! Am I right, guys? All right. I am Jeff Concrete. Say it with me, guys, Buck. And this first joke I'm going to go into, it's a solid one. You know, almost as solid as...
Concrete!
There, you guys are getting it. All right, so this first joke, right? My favorite sex move, ladies and gentlemen. My favorite sex move is when my girlfriend moves on and fucks somebody else. Oh, that's a solid joke. That's... Yes, what's going on?
I'm just going to take over here.
Whoa, we got an interruption.
Anthony the Jackhammer Scontrino, everybody. Coming to crack you up. Crack up that concrete. Am I right? Okay, so I walk the bar, all right? It's okay. Following that energy. I want to make a Justin Long biopic starring only little people and call it Long Story Short. Got anything for that, Concrete, huh? I busted you.
No, I'm no longer Concrete. I'm Jeff Buckets of Water. I'm a short circuit you. Hit him with a splash. Am I right, guys? Splash of laughter. So here's one. The shittiest dad out there is the daddy long leg spider. He uses his long legs to walk to the corner store and never return to his family. Shitty dad. That's splash of laughter.
All right, you did pretty well for not having half the bar come. Walk out on you, but back here, Anthony the Sponge Scontrino here to soak up the rest of these laughs in this bitch. Come on, y'all. Come on now. So I was watching a movie with my friend the other day, and he was like criticizing the acting, and I was like, I'd like to see you try. I'd really like to see you try. And then I got him an audition that morning after. And he got the part. Because I really know talent when I see it. Are you ready to cut me out? Oh,
cutting you off because I'm Jeff Cut Up. You guys ready to cut it out? All right. This next one, you know what I'm giving up for Lent? My New Year's resolution. Cut it out. That's a Full House one. All right. What you got? Top that. Oh!
I'm Anthony Corrugated Metal Scontrino here to not get cut up because you need something stronger than scissors for me, buddy. Oh, take that one. I feel like pro-life people who are also anti-vaccine are really just pro-choice people pulling the long con on all of their friends. Yeah, huh? Yeah, you need to get on this.
I'm going to just have you come stick to me because I'm Jeff Magneto and you're made out of metal and you're just going to be magnetized by my jokes. That's a good one, right? Let's pretend I didn't lose this battle. Okay. Truth or Dare is a game you play at, you know, like camps and at sleeper parties where you dare someone or tell them to tell the truth. But Truth or Dare is when you dare someone with a 9/11 conspiracy theory to shut the fuck up about their shitty YouTube videos. Right? All right, well. Beat that!
I'm anything but metal. You're just gonna say you're Magneto. I can say, oh man, we both lost this one. Should I do one more or not? No, I think I'm done too. This thing is losing steam quickly. This battle. I guess we don't need to be here anymore.
Sorry, Slinked on that one. Brought it back, baby, yeah!
I don't think you did. I don't think anyone could.
Okay.
I think we all learned why white people aren't invited to rap battles.
Wow.
They are, though, Travis. They are, is the thing.
No, I know.
The energy died, and now you got to start being racist.
Really? That's
there's the other mic. There you go.
That was the only place
Kid
to
Rock
go.
Was invited to the rap battle.
It was the only
Why don't you just come join us on the
Why don't you just come check us out?
We're done with that. Give it up for our catchphrase comedy. Catchphrase.
It's not as easy as Hamburger Jones.
Concrete. Say it with me, guys. Ready?
Concrete.
All right. You're done.
We planned out the first two.
What are you sitting? I'll sit here.
Well, that was fun. Thanks for being here again. Oh, yeah. Anthony's just going to chill in the light.
Where we can
see his
no,
face.
No, I'm not going to do that. Who, buddy?
Who? Wow.
What are we up to?
Let's talk about us.
All of us just...
So you two are in an improv trip, right?
Oh, shit.
I mean, a ska band.
This is the interview portion.
We're in an improv troupe, yes. What's the name of our improv troupe, Anthony?
It's Shark Sleeves.
Shark Sleeves.
Shark Sleeves?
It's Short Sleeves.
It's Short Sleeves.
I figured out that Shark Sleeves is a better name.
Why didn't y'all come up with that name?
We couldn't agree on anything.
Yeah,
we're not. So you just settle.
We're not even happy about our name, but we're very happy about our improv performances.
It's in New Orleans, so no one here needs to.
Yeah,
know
you guys.
No one sees us. Y'all do it. Improv, that is.
Well,
the Lord Savior always was watching.
Was? What happened to him?
Always is watching. He loves improv.
No, he got bored. Because someone yelled.
And on the seventh day, he said, yes, and.
Right?
That's an
improv
joke. I was
going to say someone yelled Kid Rock at him, and he decided to go outside for a cigarette.
I walked two people with that Jesus joke.
I don't know if it was the joke, but.
Wait, he almost came back. He almost came back for a rebuttal, but he was like, it's not even worth it.
He's like, I'm just going to go have a cigarette.
Start a rebuttal portion.
You can smoke inside, buddy. Wow.
Yeah.
This is the most personal
enough
show
about us.
I kind of like this.
Slinkies,
though,
how are you guys?
Yeah, how are we? That's great, woo! You know?
Can I get everyone's names?
Yeah, let's get some names.
One by one.
One by one by one.
Let's talk to a let's talk to a boy here.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, boys, how's it going?
Boy 98, yeah?
It's 98?
Yeah, this is...
I'm pretty melancholy. I'm just thinking about, like the future.
Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh, wow. Like, like when you say you're thinking about the future, do you have anything big coming up? Is that what's going on?
I mean, like, more like the future of humanity as a whole.
Wow. Odd future.
We're going.
Like, you know, the thing is, I assumed that, but I was like, I didn't know it. I didn't want to be like, yeah, right? Like, how in 20 years?
Man, I Wikipedia'd
Bobby
Jones the other day, too.
Like, it's really, like, things are changing so quickly. We have no idea what kind of technology we're going to have in even 5 years. That's where I thought you were going.
More like philosophy.
Philosophy.
We're having laughs. We're having laughs and we're thinking deep.
We need to calm down on that now.
What about the future, though, specifically? Do you have anything specific in mind?
Mostly drones.
Okay.
That's
so,
right now.
So with drones on the table now.
Well, I'll tell you about drones. They were important in Star Wars. And
those are droids.
Fuck! Well, they should have fusion danced and became a drone. You know, that's what I do. I'm a mixologist.
Who's this boy with the info over here? Let's give him a chance. That was him, yeah. No, it was the boy talking. No, it was the boy talking.
He's like, he's got a microphone.
He wants to know who you are.
And
who
he's
are
like,
you?
Me.
What do I say?
He wants to know who
say
you are.
Say your name. Boy number dud we got over here.
Give it up for
Oh man.
Oh man.
Strange name.
So I'm trying to talk to strangers here.
Yeah. That was what we're trying to do.
Well, so hey, like,
we're trying to do that.
There's never a guarantee they're going to talk back.
Most of the strangers walked out of the bar after
you
screamed Kid Rock.
I know absolutely every single one of you.
The purpose of this. Never mind.
You may know them.
Anyways,
we could invite them back in.
You want to invite them back in?
I feel like if we sang another Kid Rock song.
Well, they are still outside.
Yeah.
Can I go ask Travis's wife how he feels about being married now?
Yeah,
that's a good idea. That's actually a great idea.
She wants to be on mic.
Drinking
she wants
whiskey
it.
Out the bottle.
Oh shit! I can't get all the way.
No,
there we go.
Tomorrow, singing Sweet Home Alabama.
Are you singing Kid Rock right now?
What? Yeah.
How's Travis feel about our marriage?
How's it being married to me?
Being married to me is the best. being married to you is pretty awesome as well.
Talking to the microphone.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's up here.
Sorry, guys.
It's all right.
I'm more used to being in law school. It's the worst. We're not allowed to speak. So,
we're all friends here.
Oh, strangers.
I'm sorry about that. It was going to be too sweet, so I didn't want to. You want me to be bad? Yeah, if you want to. Just say one bad thing about him.
Yeah, like what's like the
Yeah, say like the
what's
worst
the thing.
Don't give anything away.
Is this like Family Feud?
No, give everything
give one
away.
Give one thing away.
The worst
what? Does he fart in
he
bed?
He makes mouth noises in his sleep.
He what?
Makes mouth noises.
I've never heard somebody, before I married her, I never heard someone use the phrase like mouth noises.
Mouth noises.
Like mouth noises.
Well,
like
no
like
one
like
used,
I know
no
what
one
you're talking about, though. Like when somebody will just be like.
In his sleep, he does it, and it's quite annoying. I sleep with earplugs in, though, now, so that helps a lot.
It's that bad.
Sleep is great.
It's cool. I make butt noises when I sleep. So it could be way worse. It also sounds the same, though.
calm down with that.
Jesus. Everyone's image in my head.
Oh, my God.
I mean, if people didn't stop listening by now, they...
Anthony.
They
a lot of saliva.
Yeah, question
yeah, yeah.
for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you have an impression of Jeff?
Of Jeff?
Yeah.
Is this our segment called Impress Me, where I...
Impress Me, yeah.
Where Jeff says, impress me, and I do an impression of
hey,
him?
Hey, Anthony, impress me.
Impress me!
I don't know if I do have an impression of Jeff, but I can try.
Try.
Yeah, shot.
Hey, guys. you ever like rapping and doing comedy? That's just me saying what
like
you
Bill
do.
Cosby.
That's me saying what you do.
Wow.
That was Bill Cosby?
You made me sound like a rapist.
I'm sorry. I have the wrong guy.
That was good.
Bill Cosby was a rapper, too.
You want me to impress you?
Oh, no, wait. That was a... Yeah, yeah, go for it. It's pretty easy.
I talk like this all the time and just.
We are a great impression.
Impress me.
Do you want us to? Do you want us to do an impression of you? All
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Daniel.
I want to see Daniel do an impression of Travis.
I like this.
Okay.
Here we go.
Let's all do impressions of Travis.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right. I'd love.
What's
first
up,
all,
everybody?
First of all, he does this. Yeah, what's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody?
Welcome to Talk to Strangers.
No, no, no.
This is me.
This is how it started.
An infant child behind a microphone.
This is it. Here's
I have an adult relationship now.
No, no, no. He opened the show like this. He's like, yo, yo, yo.
Trump, yeah. Sometimes, I don't know if anybody else has noticed this, but every time he does it, I just want to stop the show and acknowledge it. Sometimes Travis... we'll make a noise. It's something like this. I don't really know what you're going for there. What is that supposed to be? Is that your version of an angry person?
No, that was my version of a Kid Rock song.
It's
yeah,
like,
welcome to Talk to Strangers with Alan and Dan. I got married recently. That's I'm sorry. I just said another. I just said what you did again, and then that was an impression.
Wow.
I'm real bad at impressions.
Wow.
I can't even tell you. If you're listening to this podcast, you probably can't even tell if this is Travis or not.
Yeah.
You know it's true. There's like at least four or five Travises here.
Yeah. I just can't wait to go home and make some iced tea for my wife.
Oh, my God. My wife is in a sorority. Everything I have is just dazzled now.
Hey, do you guys know where I can buy some Pepperidge Farm real late? I just
All right,
oh, I need some Boudreaux butt paste for my butt later. I don't know.
Let's impress Dan. Let's impress Dan.
Yeah, impress Dan. Me. Impress me.
Sometimes you have like the thing, right?
Jim Beam.
For when you need to speak clearly.
By the way, this podcast is sponsored by Jim Beam.
This podcast, yeah.
Yeah,
for everyone outside.
I'm not saying Steve Harvey doesn't exist. I'm just saying, like, maybe Dr. Phil is just Steve Harvey in blackface. Or
no, that's backwards,
around.
Man.
Other way around.
You
whatever.
Try to do my joke and you get it all backwards. It's not
I can't
right.
even sit by you guys. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm gonna
not
hang
that
on.
I'm
sitting in the crowd now.
Not that I'm doing it right either, but I'm well. Just.
I
well,
think
in that case.
All right, all right, all right. Impress me. Impress
I'm
me.
I'm just gonna hide.
That's just like the only. It's just like every time Alan thinks something is mildly funny, you think he's having a seizure. It's just.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
It's really to do an impression of Alan. You got to see it. So for our
he's
podcast
either like
listeners, I've glued the corners of my mouth to my ears, and I'm just kind of looking around the room, like everything's fine. Just.
He's either really sad or way too excited.
Right, but it's still the
there's
same
no
expression.
No in-between medium.
No, I'll come. I'll walk up to him one day and just like he'll be smiling really big, and then the next minute he's got like tears in his eyes because he's very expressive. He's a very expressive guy. It's odd to be around. Just saying, you make me uncomfortable. That's what I'm saying.
Good. That's not an impression. I'm just describing who I am.
Yeah. No, I can't. Beyond that, I don't know.
I think we just wrote a Wikipedia page, actually.
Yeah, that's your Wikipedia. It's just like, he's a very expressive person. He has a podcast. What's going on over here? Jeff is hiding from the
Jeff
audience.
Jeff is hiding from the audience right now.
I'm scared.
I like this. We're all going to get as far away from each other as we can.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm staying right on the couch.
Staying in the corners of the room.
It's cozy down here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I yelled at the people at the bar and they left.
Are you apologizing to Pam right now?
Pam, I,
I thought they were gonna laugh a lot more than that.
I was gonna say earlier, the purpose of the show is to draw patrons to the bar so they can drink.
Right.
Yeah.
I was gonna say that to y'all too.
Sorry. And you did the complete opposite tonight.
I didn't. Well, I mean, they're outside. They'll probably come in.
Maybe.
You know, when we're gone.
Yeah. Just.
That's why I'm hiding. Maybe if they don't see my face, they'll be like, "Oh, he's finally gone," and they'll come back in.
Can this be a lost episode too?
Can we lose this one forever?
Can we lose this one? We almost lost this one.
Yeah. Guys, I really want you to make a Jeff Buck episode where you just sample all of my appearances on this show and make one big montage of me because I'm very narcissistic.
Just lots of Jeff Buck.
I've been playing a lot of Skyrim, huh?
that's why the show isn't popping like it used to, because we just played Skyrim all month.
Yeah, I just became an Archmage.
No, I think it's something like something about like post Mardi Gras, like the entire city's all depressed because they have delirium tremens and they're just kind of just trying to figure out how to pick the pieces up after the entire city turned into a house party.
I don't think that's true at all.
Really? Because like, man, I don't know. Everybody's kind of down in New Orleans right now. It's just like, oh, you were drunk for 2 weeks. That's why.
Your serotonin is gone.
I have a game I want to play.
Okay.
What's the game, Jeff?
So it's called like. It's called incorporate hip words into other things, right? So, like, you guys are familiar with the new hip word. Alan hates it. I love it. People have been saying it. On fleek, right? You guys know what on fleek is? Yeah, you guys know. Y'all are hip. Wouldn't it be cool, like, if there was a band called On Fleekwood Mac? You see what I'm doing here? You see what I'm saying here?
I think we should have discussed this before.
I feel like I only know a few cool
what about,
phrases. All right,
you guys familiar with the phrase throwing shade? Yeah, you guys. No,
that's my new nickname.
The newlyweds are fucking cool. What about you guys?
Wait, what's the phrase? I've never heard that before.
Throwing shade.
I had never heard it before
shade?
Tonight.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Yeah, kind of. It's like, you know, talking down on somebody.
It's like dissing someone.
You're throwing shade. So,
I've never actually heard throwing shade before.
And so, like, when you talk bad about that movie, 50 Shades of Grey, it's called throwing 50 shades.
No. Someone just said no.
Clear no over there.
Guys, I'm trying, all right? I'm sorry. Let's go back to talking about Skyrim. What do you want from me? What do you want from me?
I wanted to talk about Skyrim for a second here.
Okay.
Can we gauge the room,
though?
So,
I want to let you know my class right now is the female Khajiit, which is a cat.
Race. It's not a class.
Whatever. Race. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Race.
Okay. We wanted to talk about Skyrim, but we can't even do that.
Oh my God, Margaret's here.
Let's bring up our female correspondent.
Oh yeah, we knew the show was going to lack a male perspective, as usual, or lack a female perspective. Mm-hmm. So we got someone to kind of make up for that and explain what
this could be
what assholes we are actually. You ready for it? You ready?
I guess so.
All right, so whose mic does she take?
She's going to take mine.
Okay.
And I'm going to go hide in the bathroom.
I don't know that anything I have to say today is necessarily, like, from a female perspective.
This show is lacking all perspective right now, so...
Oh, okay, the one thing that occurred to me that was from the female perspective during this entire time of dudes just... rambling about. First of all, I want to say how hard it is for me to sit in the audience and not participate in the show, because I usually am always.
That's literally the opposite.
That's why you're here.
And I bet all those listeners at home thought that weird girl with the voice like nails on a chalkboard wasn't gonna make an appearance, but I am. Okay, so boy number 98 led a discussion earlier about his fears of the future of this country. Or I guess the future of humanity in general. Is that a more accurate thing to say? Okay, so like to me, whenever I think about the future of humanity, my first thought goes to this episode of Rick and Morty in which Rick buys Morty a sex doll, and then he impregnates it, and it turns out it's from the planet Gazorpazorp, in which females run the planet. And a lot of my, like, college professors, a series of my college professors have been telling me lately that our generation is going to solve the global debt crisis and lead us into the future and create a new civilization for us to work from and basically reinvent ourselves. And I really think it's going to be exactly like Gazorpazorp, where all the male babies are just, like, funneled out into the fields to fight each other and kill each other off. And the women are left to run the civilization. There we go.
The thing about that, like, I remember that episode. It's like, so if you're going to have all the men put out into the fields and they have to go and, like, work and everything, and, like, all the women get to, like, rule and, like...
They literally only use them as a means for reproduction and they kill
each other off.
It's population control, too.
Yeah,
which is something that humanity needs to work on. Let's be real about it.
True. Yeah. Let's work on the population.
The thing about that episode
is like the way all the like the women live in the society is like a like the joke is that they just become like a L'Oreal commercial. Like they walk around and just like say catty things to each other. Do you really think it would work like that? I feel like if like women
I don't know what you're talking about. They walk by each other in the hallway and they go, "If you need someone to talk to, I'm here."
That too. Yeah, that too. It just seemed like kind of like
which
a caricature.
Like we all need to talk about our feelings, okay?
It's true. I'm not arguing with that. I'm just saying like I feel like it was just like a caricature of what women are. It just kind of seemed like I'm just asking, do you think it would work like that? Or do you think maybe if you had that society, women would be, like, corrupted by power and just end up like dudes, just being, like, dicks and shit.
No, because women are pure beings.
You guys straight up debating cartoons over here.
True.
Okay.
That's my one input right there. It's a good show, though.
What?
Okay. My car's messed up, too, and in the shop.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's going on with it?
Well, I think there's a leak in the water pump. I'm not exactly. Also,
that's male speak. Water pumps.
Also, I thought it was funny that Travis knows about as much about cars as I do.
I don't.
Like his response to the accelerator pedal falling off of his car was like, you know, there's stuff in there.
I honestly. Like, whenever, like, the mechanic called me and told me what was going on, I was like, I don't know what the fuck he just said.
Yeah.
So I got my dad to call the mechanic and be like, all right, translate what he just said. There's something wrong with your axle. It's going to cost $500.
When I went to pick up my car, they gave me, like, three options, and one of them was, like, $350, one of them was, like, $600, and one of them was $1,000. And I was like, I'll take $350, please. I didn't know what the other options were. All right, don't blow it, you guys. Oh, you got a second chance. Don't blow it.
But, okay, so my car is in the shop, and I rented a car so that I can still do things that are important. And I waited in the Enterprise Rent-A-Car office for, like, 2 hours to get a car. And the amount of strangers that asked me if I was having a bad day was, like, really excessive.
Is anybody at Enterprise Rent-A-Car having a good day?
Someone was usually
like, I just felt like going for a drive today. No, everybody's having a shitty time.
It's true.
Yeah.
Really wanted to make a Bluetooth microphone. But
it's not working, Jeff. I can't hear you.
I tried.
I forgot that.
Oh, hey,
Anthony,
how's it going?
Yeah, I'm still here. I've been talking more than Jeff. Jeff's just been right behind you guys.
I've been right behind you.
And this entire. Oops, sorry. I'll put you in the face.
You know, I'll be honest. I think there's a downfall. I think there's a down. Well, that's what I was gonna say. Actually, exactly, Alan. Thank you for reading my mind. Is that I think there's a downfall to this system where I don't speak until this portion of the show because my impression of Daniel would have fit in so perfectly a few minutes ago.
Yeah, let's do it. Impress
just
me.
Just a reminder, impress us.
At
any point during the show, you are allowed to speak besides when
Well, she's not.
Not me, Travis!
She's a part of the show now.
Okay, yeah.
You're peeking.
So now I have to save everything that I have to say.
Save it.
Which isn't as funny out of context.
Jeff, are your pants undone?
Yes. These pants,
what's going on
these
back
pants
there?
Don't fit me. If you've noticed, if anyone's noticed.
I don't think anyone cares.
I didn't want to bring it up, but I will. Not that my pants are undone, but that, I mean, you probably might have noticed that, but like, it doesn't matter because of people listening, if there are people listening at home, they, nah, you know what I'm saying, they can't see this, but we are all wearing red pants because, Anthony Scontrino wears a lot of red pants. We knew he would be on this show, so mm-hmm. we went out and we got some red pants, and mine don't fit,
oh,
but
wow.
I was so
Everyone
committed.
Everyone is wearing red pants.
I'm yeah. wearing Jeff's maroon pants.
Mine's more orange at the moment, but you yeah. get the idea.
Well, Anthony goes through, like, color. He goes through the
I appreciate that you gentlemen yeah. put such thought into
colors.
Your costume design for this.
Thank you.
For
the
podcast?
Yeah. For the audio comedy special?
Yeah, yeah. We try to have at least mostly visual gags at the audio recording.
We are
yeah.
trying to be the best visual podcast out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah. We will win that award.
One
Can
day.
I
know you're trying yes. to hand me this microphone, but hold on to it. I need to go get my Jim Beam.
yeah. I see Good. What you did there. You plugged a sponsor.
Please buy drinks at the bar.
McDonald's. I know they're not sponsored yet, but if you guys could get them, that's big money.
McDonald's? So, yeah. Jeff Buck, you have a big thing coming up. Your tour.
Yeah, your tour.
Oh, man. Don't talk about that.
No. Do you have a sponsor for
Wait,
the
can
tour?
I talk about my pants
I don't
real
have
quick?
A sponsor for my tour, except...
Wait, what did you say?
I said, can I talk about my pants real quick?
Let's talk about... Why do you wear red pants, Anthony?
Well, funny thing is that these are maroon, and they're actually Adam Levine brand pants from Kmart.
Wait, are Adam Levine a maroon 5 pants?
Yeah, I didn't realize the
and
irony.
And they're maroon.
There,
is that the fifth pair of pants that he made?
It's the fifth pair of pants that I've owned in my life.
Oh, nice. So they're your maroon 5 yeah. Adam Levine
and
pants.
And under Adam Levine, it says the Patriot on the tag. So
nice.
I don't know what that means.
Where do you buy Adam Levine pants?
My mom bought them at Kmart. I was like, okay. She wanted me to buy new pants. She wanted me to wear new pants. So I
have
like,
a pair
I'll
of Miley Cyrus pants from Walmart that are purple.
Oh. She doesn't have any purple albums, though, does she? Or
Maybe I need to make my own pants. Maybe that's the key to success is to have your own pants.
I think it's to be Twitter famous, honestly.
Really? Is that the key to success?
I think it's to have like some type of social media, you know. Like somebody earlier today, I was talking to them and I was like, oh yeah, blah, blah, blah. This girl I know, she's an actor with me, blah. And and then I said, and she was like, oh yeah, that girl's cool. And I was like, yeah, she has a huge social media presence. Like she started her own hashtag and stuff like that. And she was like, yeah, man, now all she needs to do is like be in a hit TV show and then she'll be famous instantly because she already has that social media presence.
Can't anyone start their own hashtag? Isn't that kind of just how it works?
That's how it works.
No, but it's a trending hashtag.
Oh, it's a popular one.
Yeah. Okay.
It's got buzz around it. I guess without the feed.
It turned into a thing that people embraced.
Right.
So this is going to get like a Shit My Dad Says show that gets canceled in a season or whatever? With William Shatner? Not Leonard Nimoy anymore? Because that's
right.
Oh, boy.
Shatner was in the show. I was just fucking making relations.
Everyone was ready. Leonard Nimoy, how dare you mention him in the presence of people?
He was like 86. He had a good life. He was fine.
Yeah, he was fine.
It wasn't that. I mean, it was sad. Yeah.
Yeah. Super sad.
I just said because he was, and I thought I think it's funny when groups of people all make the same noise.
Yeah, I'm not making fun of him.
It's a strange sensation that I like.
Yeah, Star Wars was good.
Yeah. I like Stargate better.
I thought that was funny.
You're the only one who would say that you love Stargate more.
I've never seen Stargate.
You've never watched Stargate?
I have a girly question for the audience.
What's that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if it's girly. I guess that's what the question is. Is it girly to give inanimate objects a personality? Like if you name your car an old Jewish man's name and then forever like that's how you see your car and every time you get in your car you're like, what's up, old Jewish man's living room?
Why did you look directly at me when you said old Jewish
you're
man?
You're the closest thing to
Are you Jewish?
No. But
okay, well
you like locked eyes with me.
I don't know. I was just scanning the room for any
Are we going back to
any empathy
comedy?
In this on this.
Is it girly?
If you name your car an old
Jewish living room,
you might be girly.
Hey, I got input on this.
Okay.
As a kid, I used to name things. Like back in elementary school, I'd have like sticks and rocks.
Hey, what's your name, buddy? We want to know your name.
I'm Chad.
Cool.
Nice. Hey, Chad.
Yeah,
Chad.
My parents named me, and
my dad gave me a name.
And I am not an inanimate object.
I would name different things, and I would tell all my classmates about how I named them, and they all thought I was really weird. Wait. I don't think it was girly. I think they just considered me an outcast for wanting to name all my stuff.
Is it particularly crazy to come home from a long night of work being a single, childless person, crack open a beer, and just spend the first 15 minutes at home pretending that you just put the baby to sleep? Is that a thing that people do? Okay, because I recommend it, is all I'm saying. Because after a while, you realize you don't have a baby, and that is the best beer you're ever going to have.
Yo, they got somebody playing dominoes in the corner of this bar right now.
What?
It was a couple of like straight people. Like a game of bones. They're about to slam
anagrams?
Them down.
That's cool. It's a quiet game. Let them clink along.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
Yeah.
We're the soundtrack to his game right now.
Bananagrams isn't nearly as cool as dominoes. Could you imagine Ice Cube just in the movie Boys in the Hood just playing Bananagrams instead? I spelled that shit. What? I don't even know how to play Bananagram, but
Were you about
I don't
to
even
do
know
your
what Bananagrams is. I still don't know.
It's
don't
a game with like tiles and I think you spell things with them. Am I correct?
Right, it comes in a little bag,
like
the shape of a banana. It's like Scrabble and dominoes and stuff all mixed into one.
Monkeys in
Daniel mouth. Knows a lot about bananas.
I know a lot about bananas. It's true.
What is Banana's favorite music?
That's easy, Jeff. It's Chill Wave.
Chill Wave.
Chill Wave is what bananas listen to. And
that was too scripted.
That was a good joke, though.
Well, we didn't script it. It's just that's a joke that I tell, and he wanted to bring that up.
I wanted people
I think
to
that's
know.
I think that's his favorite joke of mine.
It is.
Anthony's done here.
Anthony's tapping
out.
We should call this show Trying to Talk with Strangers.
No, it's true. Or just trying.
Just
just like a trying in a sad
a
face.
Sad face. I like this episode so far, though, honestly.
No, this is the most
relaxed.
It's
very freeform.
I like that the people were so distraught to leave the bar, but not really leave the premise. Like,
yeah.
Now they're outside.
They're
listening outside.
I just don't think that they were anticipating not being able. I think they came here to have a conversation with each other and not with us.
Right.
They thought it was like a because
that's
like
what bars for.
Like a speed dating thing, just like a speed talking to strangers thing. Like
yeah.
quick conversations and moving on.
Yeah,
conversation with podcast people.
With our host Anthony Scott.
Well, they didn't know the podcast part. They just thought
the field work.
They wanted to be in a podcast party.
They just heard talk to strangers.
I do like Anthony's. Strategy throughout the show. It's just kind of sit with the audience.
I would like to
be
point
a part
out
of it.
That my wife has been given drunken commentary behind me this whole time.
Wait, really?
Maybe she would have been the better choice for a female.
So you get married and you let your wife stand behind you and give you commentary.
Right,
notes.
And I just hope
that's
one
just how it works.
I just hope one microphone is picking up all of her.
Your
comments.
Wife sent me a cat emoji.
Yeah, she does that to me like 14 times a day.
Weird.
With a donut?
Yeah.
Hey, just in case you forgot, cats like
I've
donuts.
I responded to zero of them.
Did your wife email you the sunset or retractable awning that she wants for your anniversary? The anniversary, the 1 year?
I didn't follow that.
Sunset or retractable awning? Come on. You don't know about the sunset or retractable awning?
A retractable awning.
Yeah.
No.
I thought you said sunset over a tropical
sunsetter,
awning.
Sunsetter, it's a type of retractable awning.
You got to talk clearly. You got to speak
sunsetter.
Strong.
Sunsetter.
Speak strong.
Retractable awning.
Well, now that we got everyone all riled up.
About sunsetter retractable awnings.
Yeah.
Can we do...
do you want to try some low points?
Let's do some low points.
Do you want to try that
can
out?
Can we do a
let's
round of applause for low points at least?
Wait. Low points!
Low points! Go on!
Did you have something else?
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say that the relationship between Daniel and Jeff's microphone wires tonight is very similar to the relationship between their jokes where they're trying to tell each other's jokes. It wasn't funny.
Oh.
I just wanted to share it with
I'm
everyone.
Sorry.
No, that's
sorry, sometimes I believed in you.
Then, you know, you win some, you lose some.
Yeah, that's... Nah.
Right.
Yeah, you really...
You really can't win them all.
You can't win them all.
It's really fine.
We were...
They can't all be hits.
Too far, in my opinion.
They can't all be hits.
This episode can't be a hit. Or could be. Who knows?
This could... Yeah, I mean, this might...
I think
this might be a hit.
This could just be one of those things where everyone's just laughing to themselves.
This is
going to
be an internet hit in the same way that, like, Sweet Brown was an internet
hit. Yeah, like, no one's going to... I hope, like, someone listens at home and is like, oh, I wish I was there. This one was, like, a fucking beautiful disaster.
So far. No, yeah, we could do some low points.
Low points!
Low points! Woo!
All right. My low point last time I met Margaret...
Nice. It's just a joke. Sorry.
No, I want to hear about this.
What, I want to hear about this.
No.
What was it like to meet Margaret?
It was cool. It's all right.
Did it?
What was it that happened? I don't know.
You know exactly what happened.
I don't remember what happened. Jeff just reminded me yesterday that we like made out outside of our mouths, like just like touching tongues together, and then like. And then you acted weird the rest of the night.
If you want to know what really happened, Anthony, what happened was I was feeling a little odd, as I do on occasion. And I looked at Alan, and we made a funny noise in which our tongues were out of our mouths, and then we decided to touch tongues.
We did touch tongues.
And
okay, that was Alan first.
I made eye contact with you, and the same thing happened.
That's cute.
But at what point did Alan and Anthony touch tongues?
No, they didn't. Oh. It was just me.
She's the middleman.
So I guess what I'm interpreting
she's
from this
the carrier.
Is the low point was that you thought you got a new experience in kissing and you were just kind of a joke.
I just got played.
You got played. Yeah. You got played essentially.
No, I just thought I'd bring that up to bring something interesting into the mix. Something that was something,
well,
but it wasn't.
Well, my last low point was about a man's semen falling out of my mouth. So, you know, I think...
Well, we can go into that. I wasn't actually talking about that as being my low point. That was just the joke to get us into that.
I don't think that anyone's surprised to learn that you are part of getting played.
I have two low points. Can I share my low points?
Yeah, sure, please.
Jeff, go ahead.
I have two. So the first low point, I was a freshman in college, and I went out to this party, and I was just, I think I had just, like, failed my midterm or something. I wasn't in the best mood, so I was just, like, drinking straight vodka out of like a 20-ounce bottle on the way to the party, and I finished it by the time I got to the party, and I started drinking more at the party, and then I smoked a blunt in a car at the party. It was the first time in my life I'd ever smoked and drank at the same time. I'm not trying to sound cool. I'm just saying, if the first time you do that, you usually
dude,
like.
Dude, she fucking played you just now.
Whatever. She had. Someone's cum fell out of her mouth one time, so that's never happened to me.
Listen to that episode.
Anyways, I got done smoking. As soon as I step out of the car, I'm just like in this twirly world phase. I don't really know what's going on. But I know my buddy, one of my buddies, C. I'll just name him C for now.
Cameron. I don't know his name.
That was right. Well, okay, so this dude, all right, fine. Well, I'll say names. I don't care. This dude, Cameron, was yelling at his ex-girlfriend who was dating my other friend, Corey, at the time. He was like, you better get over here, babe. You know, he kind of was like that type of guy. You know, he's like, babe, you fucking get here right now. And she's like, no, I'm leaving with Corey.
Yeah,
and that's kind of how she sounded. And Corey's like, yeah, whatever, she's coming with me. And then next thing I know, you know, I'm still in this, like, you know, I'm such a badass. I had smoked and drank for the first time. And I didn't really know what was going on. I see my buddy Cameron, like, running to go tackle my buddy Corey. And I was just like, oh, not today, not on my watch. So out of nowhere, I just, like, remember being here and then teleporting there and punching him in the face. And he falls on the ground. And then, next thing I know, the cops are on their way, and my buddy Twan's like, get in the fucking car. We got to get out of here. I was like, all right, cool. So I'm in the car. I'm super drunk. Lindsay's crying. She's like, I'm so sorry. And Corey's in the back laughing. My other friend's like, it's okay. It's cool. And in my mind, I'm just like, don't throw up. Don't throw up. Like, I really have to throw up. So I had this thought. I was like, all right, I can't hold it back. I have to throw up. So I go to roll down the window, but the child lock is on the window for whatever reason. And so I can't roll down the window, so I'm like, oh, no. And I really felt bad about throwing up in this guy's car, so I was like, you know what, I'll just make it easy on him. So I just threw up all over myself. I figured if I just throw up on myself, like I did like this, like like squish my body as much together and just like, and they said, my friend said it just sounded like someone turned on a kitchen faucet. It's just like running water sound.
You didn't just like tuck your shirt into your pants and then just throw up into your shirt?
So oh my god, that's genius! No, I didn't think of that.
Anthony, have you done that before?
No.
It sounds like you have like right away. He's like, why didn't you do that?
Regardless, I wish I would have done that. I didn't do that. A little bit of it seeped onto his car, obviously, so like I threw him a 20 for the car wash the next day. Or he just took it out of my pocket while I was like blacked out. And so I blacked out. I don't remember much. I just remember waking up on my friend's couch just butt naked. and I was just like, oh, my God, what happened? You know, and he's like, and he like comes in the room. He's like, hey, dude, like, chill out. Like, it's just like when you got out of the car, you were drenching throw up. So I had you strip naked in the front yard and your clothes are in the dryer right now. And I was like, oh, cool. And he's like, do you remember much of what happened last night? And I was like, nah, why? He's like, you punched Cameron in the face. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, is he pissed? And he's like, yeah, I think he's pissed. And then that was a low point. Just throwing up on myself. Getting naked. And then one more. This one's real fast. second low point. It's a bit lower than this and also kind of sad, guys. So get ready for this roller coaster of emotion. So I'm at the top of my game one night. It's like 5 in the morning. I'm crushing some poontang, if you will.
It's crass.
God.
It's a bit crass.
So it's amateur hour for me, right? I'm doing my best. I as soon as I finish, guys, as soon as like we finish our, she gets hers, I get mine, you know, we're having.
She didn't get hers.
She did. I swear. I promise. I'm a gentleman and a scholar. Anyways, so.
That was really nice of you.
Right. Shut up.
hey, wow.
Chivalry is not dead.
She was backing you up on that one.
So. She was. Kind of. All right. So as I'm finishing, like I said, it's like 4 or 5 in the morning. Way too early to me to get a phone call. So my phone starts ringing. I'm like, who could be calling me right now? Literally as soon as I finished. I was like, who could be calling me right now? I answer the phone. It's my mom. And she is crying. Like sobbing Jesus. Tears. And she's like, Jeff, come home right now. And I was like, what the fuck? I was just like, how did she know? Like, she's so upset at me. Yeah, like, that was a poor performance. I don't know what could have been on her mind. And so I was, you know, and she's like, you just need to come home. Like, she couldn't talk. And I was like, what the fuck's going on? What's happening? And she hangs up. And so I tell the girl, and I was just like, hey, I have to go. That was my mom. She's crying. And the girl's like, wow, really? I was like, yes, really? And she's like, really? And I was like, I don't have time to debate this. I'm leaving, you know? Like, I got to go to my mom. She's like, oh, you're using your mom? Anyways, to this day, I don't think she believes me. But anyways, apparently my dog died as soon as I busted a nut. And my mom was crying. And so now I'm scared to have sex because I feel like I'm going to kill another pet. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't have that on me. That was a very low point in my life. Like, I there's so many things.
Just keep like a bunch of mice or something you don't really care about.
Yeah, I've got a lot of.
I guess if you don't have any pets,
then
if you don't have any pets, it might start taking your family members. You just want something you can just.
It'd be good if every time you had sex, someone else's pet died instead of your own pet.
That wouldn't be good. That wouldn't be sad as well.
You're a sociopath.
Those are my two low points. They're not the best, but they're pretty low.
That's cool. That's cool.
I got to. Okay, this is Chad again. Because of what Anthony just said, I have a low point. Alan knows this story. He's going to laugh. Okay.
Oh, God.
So as a kid, I used to do science experiments, and my dad's a scientist, so he'd always give me advice on how to make it scientific. Well, I did an experiment. I wanted to do what kind of cheese do mice like, because I was like, oh, it's, you know, some mice like cheese. What kind of cheese do they like? And so my dad told me, you know, he was like, all right, so we got to buy a bunch of mice, but then the day before we test them, we're going to make sure they're hungry, so we're not going to feed them. And then, you know, we got lots of different kinds of cheeses and whatnot. And so I had this cage of mice in my room, and I'm going to sleep as a kid. And they were being really loud that night, like kept waking me up. I was like, why are these mice being so loud? So the next day we go to test them. And then I'm like, all right, how many mice do we have? We bought 6 yesterday. There's 5. Where'd the other mouse go? And there was just this bloody mess in the corner of the cage. And the mice had cannibalized each other because we didn't feed them.
Well, I'm just thinking, like, at what
if you just don't feed them earlier that day. Like, all you gotta do is just not feed them earlier. Or maybe not feed them so much earlier. I don't imagine a mouse is just gonna be like, oh, nah, I'm not hungry. It's fine.
You also left out the part where you cried.
Yeah, I left out the part when I was in middle school and I cried because mice cannibalized each other and woke me up in the night.
I think it's interesting that you chose that low point, because I have so many other low points.
If it makes you feel any better, the mice probably chose, like, okay, so when you have a mouse cage, right, you have, like, a communal feed bowl. So they all are eating out of the same bowl. So if it makes you feel any better, the mouse that they probably chose to cannibalize and eat was probably the one that had been hogging all the fucking food for the last, like, 5 days.
Yeah, he was gonna die anyway.
Yeah.
He had it coming.
He did.
It's a science experiment. That's what came out.
Oh, you should do a science experiment about if mice are affected by the obesity epidemic in America. Like, American mice are more likely to be obese
coming
than French mice.
Coming up next, Talk to Strangers, Margaret puts on a science fair.
Oh, boy.
Hold up. Wait.
We got it.
Oh, hey, boy number 98.
What? Did you ever find out what kind of cheese they like best?
I think it was Swiss.
Mouse flavored, apparently.
Swiss?
The results were pretty much mice will eat things. Okay. Like, the result was pretty much that cheese didn't really have anything to do with it.
I had a science fair project where I literally was like, I wonder what video games will do if you play too much of them.
Don't start talking about Skyrim again.
No. I played a bunch of video games for a science fair project. Do you realize how stupid that is? I just wanted to play video games for homework.
I think the answer to that question is you grow up and you think it's a great idea to have a podcast.
That's the
if you play too many video games.
That's the evolution.
You're seeing
the
results of your tests are still coming in day to day.
You decide to do a live podcast. Sometimes people are interested, sometimes they're not.
Yeah. No, it happens.
Sometimes they'll stand just outside of ear range just to not have to deal with your show.
We don't gotta worry about them.
I don't worry. I'm not worried about them.
What's important?
I just hope they're still buying.
We're learning a lot this episode. There's a lot of knowledge being passed around. Mice eat and video games can ruin your life.
Not thinking about tomorrow, singing Sweet Home Alabama.
Kid Rock.
All summer
long. bringing it back. You know, last time I was on this podcast, I talked about Kid Rock.
Did we?
Did you?
Again, it's something about the bar and it's something about you, I guess, just being around.
Last time Jeff was here, he was Kid Rock
in the audience. I am Kid Rock. Guys.
I think what we've learned is that our audience doesn't enjoy Kid Rock.
Well, they love me, so that must not be true. Because I am Kid Rock.
Do they love you, Jeff?
Guys, do y'all love me?
Do they love you?
Margaret, I don't know if you're going to win this one, man.
But everybody hates Alan. I can always depend on that.
Yeah, that's true. We all hate Alan, right, guys? Give Alan a boo.
I don't hate Alan.
Boo. No.
That's fair. I get it. I get it.
We're turning in on each other right now. We are like a bunch of mice in a cage that haven't been fed.
Wow, this is great. Wow, good metaphor. You turned it around there.
We already went through Jeff and Alan. Let's see. How does everyone feel about Travis?
Woo! I mean, I haven't done a low point yet, but whatever.
Pretty good.
I'm a big fan of Travis.
Pretty positive reaction.
A huge fan of Travis.
Some people are middling on Travis.
Yeah. You want to do a low point?
What about Dan? How do you feel about Dan?
She better be still behind you. She pledged to be behind you from death till you part.
What?
Margaret, love everyone. This has been.
Ooh, the Love Doctor.
The Love Doctor. With Margaret Love.
She's the marriage rep. She's Jerry Seinfeld.
I love that. Love Doctor.
She keeps taking the. I'm going to hide over here.
See, you know why I did it now.
So, yeah. Dan, you want to do a low point?
No, for a little bit. It was like a portion of the show.
Do you want me to go sit back?
That's up to yeah. Yes. Yes, I do. That is so sad. I mean, you could still participate, just like, you know.
She can still sit here.
Are you giving her the walk of shame? Look at this.
Yeah.
Damn.
We are just.
I'm gonna chug my Jim Beam and leave.
Okay.
She plugged Jim Beam, though.
This is going great for me.
Do you have a low point, man?
Alan, what's your low point?
All right, I got a low point. This is quite embarrassing for me, I guess. I don't know. And I also feel like a dick as well. As some of you may know, I recently been dating or have a girlfriend. And I told, actually, Dan's the only one I've told this to, so y'all are all limited. Now all of y'all will know about this. So there was one night I was staying with my girlfriend Jackie's house, and I was dreaming about this really royal toilet in this like big castle, and there was a queen, and it was very elegant, and I went to the toilet in the dream, and I started peeing in the toilet, and I was like, this is the best toilet I've ever pissed in, and I started in the dream, my pee started dripping on my balls, and then I woke up, and I was in a big puddle of piss in her bed. So, and then I was just like, oh my God, holy fuck, holy shit. And then she got up to go to the bathroom, and I just like started freaking out. And then I just sat on the side of the bed and just like put my head down. And she's like, baby, what's wrong? I'm like, I just like pointed at it. She's like, you really just pee the bed?
Oh, man.
And she didn't
break
up with you?
You're not even doing anything about it. You're just sitting on the bed, the end of the bed, and just whining that you pissed the bed. And she's somehow still my girlfriend, and I play Skyrim. So.
That's crazy.
Your girlfriend calls you baby. That was the point of that story, right?
That's crazy. I would break up with a girl if she peed in my bed. Nah, not really. I'm desperate.
I think I could live with that. I could live with someone peeing on me in the middle of the night. Like, well, you know, as long as it wasn't on purpose.
I think you're into
like
that.
Like, if I like woke up and she was like, just like, I don't know.
There's
that
a market for
things,
that in some places. Some people pay top money for that.
It's not really my thing. I don't know. I didn't really acquire any new low points in the last month, but I have something based on that. Another urine related tale, a tale of urine and woe. Let's see. When I was like 12 years old. And I was staying at my best friend's house. I say best friends, like two of them. They were brothers, and I would spend the night all the time at their place. And I like wet the bed till I was like 14. That's like a thing. Just anybody else go through that? That was like, seriously, I don't know.
Yeah,
that was me.
Like
that's
that.
My life. I was about 12, and I spend the night, and it was like my worst fear that one night staying over at somebody's house, this would happen. I slept on, they had like the, this is like what, like 2000, maybe even like 97 or whatever. I don't know what year it was. They used 2097. They had these chairs made of like these cushions that would fold up and make a chair, but also like fold out completely and make a little bed on the floor. Did anybody ever have those? It was like just made of like foam cushions, and it was like a tiny little chair. I was sleeping on that, and I woke up and I had just like covered it in piss. And they were still asleep on their bunk bed next to me. And the way that I solved the problem, I had this brilliant idea. I thought, well, I'm going to change my clothes and hide them deep inside my backpack. And then I'm going to go find the orange juice in their fridge and pour it all over this little cushy chair. And then when they woke up the next morning, I was just like, I'm so sorry. I spilled orange juice all over the bed. I didn't mean to. And they never found out. That was never discovered. I felt really, really sly about that one. I was like an improv. I was like just really came out of nowhere. I felt like fucking Walter White, just like in the corner. How do I solve this problem? Oh, you waste this family's orange juice after you pissed on their furniture. It worked.
It's pretty good.
That's all I'm saying.
Pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Might I just point out that Margaret is now outside talking to the guys who left the bar earlier.
Well, I didn't mean for her to, like, leave. I just meant that,
you,
like...
You told her to leave, basically.
Well...
She was the
You kind of said to leave.
Well, I was just saying, like, your portion of the show is over. We didn't establish that before.
You should go out there and apologize to her.
She kept like, I will apologize later. I will. No, I'm going to have to, for sure. She was,
she's
a little
fine.
Upset, didn't
she's
she?
She's kind of a little mad at you.
Well,
that's all right.
That's normal.
Well, anyone want to share a low point?
Anybody?
All right, this is a painful memory, but it has to do with piss. All right, so this is early in my pot smoking career. I'm with a lady friend, and I'm at her place. And up to this point in my life, I'd never had sex after smoking. Important to note, she had brought out a pipe which looked like a dragon or a spaceship, and that still impressed me at this point in my life.
Could have gone either way.
It had wings. I don't. It was very very very. There was a lot of weed in it, and we smoked all of it, and then decided to have sex. I used a condom because that's what you do. It becomes very important in a second. we get into it, and then it feels amazing, obviously, because that's how it feels when you're high and you intercourse, absolutely.
intercourse.
So I get to the moment, you know.
How many thrusts in?
This was quite a few. Maybe like a baker's dozen.
Great.
A baker's dozen?
I love it.
13.
I'm using that more often.
But I get to the point, and then like the climax ensues, and I'm like, wow, this has gone on for a long time.
You climaxed in Sue? Her name was Sue? I'm
no,
sorry.
No.
That was the worst
climax
joke I've ever
Sue.
Jesus Christ.
I'm done.
Thank you, Anthony.
I walked his wife.
You walked her wife?
No, just go ahead. I'm sorry. I will not interject.
You said you walked her wife. I just imagine you walking her down the aisle and giving her away to Travis.
I wish.
Okay.
Okay, sorry.
Sorry. This is it's going to be it's the longer it goes, the more painful it is for me to talk about.
Go for it.
A climax ensues. And it's much it's I'm like, this is a long time. This is a really long time. And then I stop and I go to like pull the everything out and I realize there's tension. Like it's not coming out all the way.
Oh, man. Oh, no.
And as I pull it out, I realize it has ballooned at the end. I have pissed inside of a woman's vagina, inside of a condom. And I pull it out and it sort of pops open and all of it spills out all over.
Oh my God.
And that is probably the lowest sexual experience I've ever had.
Yeah, that'll
do
it. That'll do it right there.
That will do it.
There we go.
That will do it.
That'll do it.
PP.
Anybody else have a low point?
All right. Someone top that.
You win? This.
You think?
I didn't even know that was physically possible.
No, yeah. We're learning so much this time around.
We're just not quite finished yet. No, he was finished.
Ayo.
Yeah. We got Travis. You want to go?
Yeah, sure. Low points. I got married.
It's too early for that.
Too soon?
Oh,
no.
Too soon. No.
Okay. So here's the deal. Like me and Taylor got married 10 days ago, but we weren't engaged for very long before that. It was only like 3 months of engagement time. And her family lives in Texas. I had hung out with her family a few times. My family lives here in Baton Rouge. She had hung out with my family a few times. But our families had never come together before the wedding. So the day before we get married, we kind of have like an impromptu bachelor party that consists of me, my dad, her grandpa, and my brother. And we go out in New Orleans at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon because her grandpa's there. We had to beat the dinner crowd. And I didn't eat that day. Which isn't really an excuse, but it's kind of an excuse. So, like, all the drinks that I consumed just, like, were leading up to a bad experience, basically. And I thought everything was fine. I went to a bar with all these people. We had a good time. We ended up getting kicked out of the bar because I brought a pizza inside and they told me I couldn't do that. And then I was like, no, I'll just hold the pizza. I won't eat it until I'm outside. And they're like, no, you can't do that either. So they kicked me out of the bar. So then my bachelor party was officially over. And
what time was this?
This was probably about 3:30 after p.m. So bachelor party's over. We round up the family. We round up the women. We're going to dinner, which was, I think, like 5 p.m. At this point, I've, like, lost my mind because I just got so drunk from earlier in the day that I don't know what's happening. On the way to our rehearsal dinner, I vomit all over the limousine that my dad had rented to, like, bring us all there at once. And then the limo driver's pissed at us because I just vomited on his limo. So he, like, throws me out with his hands. And I don't have the strength to make it inside the restaurant, so I just sit outside by the dumpster and hang out with this lady who I assume lives in the dumpster. Basically, through the whole rehearsal dinner where our families are meeting each other for the first time, I'm outside in a dumpster talking to this lady who's feeding me breadsticks.
You ate dumpster breadsticks?
This is the most surreal bachelor party.
The woman who is now my wife was inside crying.
Oh my God.
Because her husband was outside in a dumpster eating breadsticks. And I'm pretty sure her grandpa had the best time of his life. Mm. So
that was much better than your last one.
Our families are cool. What was my life?
I don't remember.
You were here when the guy hated me, right?
Yeah. You were basically just like, I got sad once or something. I don't know. It was kind of weak, but you got it this time.
Well, you should have heard the one before that.
So I had a bachelor party where I got drunk at 3:30 p.m., got kicked out of a bar, and then missed my entire rehearsal dinner because I was in a dumpster. And then my wife tried to help me in front of both of our families. I said, if you don't get off of me, I will murder you.
Jesus Christ.
So that was fun. That was a good time.
He threw up on her $800 dress.
And then my mom was just like in the background, like, no take backs. Like, he's yours. Yeah. My wife is drunk, you guys. Talk to her.
Oh, marital That's troubles.
Yeah.
Everyone.
I know a pretty good divorce lawyer. No,
dude,
I don't. I have no idea. I have no idea.
My wife is also almost an attorney. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they got that covered.
She's got that wrapped up. She's going to be my divorce lawyer.
She's going to be her own divorce lawyer.
Was that the first time your mom saw you, like, shit-faced like that?
No. I don't think so.
Okay.
That was the first time her mom. The first time her mom saw me shit-faced. I get shit faced a lot.
Well, isn't that? Never mind. I'm
yeah,
not.
Yeah, I just marriage. Am I right?
All
right.
Well, I'm gonna declare that if anyone else has a low point, I'm gonna declare boy number 98 the winner of low points tonight.
Yeah. I think that was
at least give me some consolation after that.
Oh yeah, we got something.
I need Anthony Scott Trino and Jeff Buck to sign this shirt.
Oh, yeah. That's not going to be worth anything.
What does the shirt say?
It says Alaska, and there's a big grizzly bear on it.
Yeah.
It's fitting. That's a collectible right there.
That's easily the best prize we've given out.
I have a permanent marker if Jeff
what
Buck and Anthony would come
do.
Sign this for me.
Is it his size, though?
Yeah, it should be.
It's one
it
size fits
probably.
All.
I'll stretch it. It'll be fine.
Who? So we got our first place guy. Who do we feel like?
His shirt's gonna be worth less than he bought it for.
It's gotta be Mouse Man.
So, I mean, Chad is the
yeah. So we only had two contestants, and Mouse Man. Guess what? Mouse Man. You win.
What
the second
win?
Prize.
Yes.
It's a live mouse.
It's a live. Yeah, we got you a whole new set of mice.
You remember this, Chad?
Oh, we already knew about it.
It's a luchador mask.
Yeah, explain this to us.
It's a luchador mask, and it's Spider-Man themed. Yeah, when you said the thing about the mouse, I sat down because I was like, oh, the prize isn't real. But then it's a real prize. This is badass. Thanks.
He's actually genuinely excited about that prize.
He's going to wear that mask, I guarantee you.
Yeah. Can you put it on for us now? Come on. Give her a shot.
All right. Boy number 98, why don't you come try on this shirt?
Okay.
Hang on. Put on the shirt. Yeah.
Can you put the glasses on over the luchador mask?
I don't think it's going to work. I'll try.
You know, I think what we did wrong this time was we need more mics. Thinking seven or eight. We got five going. Six or five?
Yeah, it's like more mics. It's been a better show.
Yeah, I just need to keep growing mics every show.
Oh, look,
yeah.
It totally fits you. Fits you perfectly.
Yeah, you can still tuck that in your pants and hold in your puke or whatever you need to do.
It's, where did you get this shirt?
Alaska.
Alaska. Yeah.
Talking to the part
to
that
Alaska.
You can hear.
It smells like it.
Do you know what Alaska smells like?
Obviously.
Mildew?
Yes.
You might want to watch that. I'm just saying.
Thank you. It's, and then he's like, it's perfect. Thank you guys so much.
All right.
Well, let's give it up for our winners of low points this evening.
All four people. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I think it's covered in
I'm
going to
go ahead and just say that thank you all the comedians for being here. Let's give them a round of applause.
Yeah.
Woo! Also, thank you, Slinkies, for being here for us to be here.
You're welcome.
And
I have two mics right now.
And that's the end of our show. Our next show is...
Our next show is going to be on the 30th.
With
and we are coming hard with Josh Watts and Chase Myers, who we lost that episode. That was the lost one. So we're gonna give that another go. It's gonna be super super exciting.
It's gonna be a good
everyone.
One.
It's gonna be a great one.
And then we have another show that night.
Same night if after that show, if you want to head to Spanish Moon for the Ben Kronberg show.
Yeah, we got Evan Rappaport in the audience right
we'll
now.
We'll be postponing that show till after this show, so
Evan,
you won't miss either.
Evan, come say one word on the mic real quick. No. Good
nope.
job.
Evan does not this. Want to be involved with this.
Best to stay out of this.
All right. Let's end the show.
Yeah,
thank
you so much.
Thank you very much.
Woo.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.